گل یا سمهربونم فاطمه چراغ خونم گل یا سمهربونم فاطمه چراغ خونم الهی نیاد یه روزی بی تو من زنده بمونم بی تو من.
السلام علیکم و رحمت الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله على ما أنعم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. الصلاة والسلام على منبع الحلم والجود والكرم زين الركن والمقام والزمزم أشرف ولد آدم حبيب إله العالم أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه
وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما مولانا وصاحبنا حجة ابن الحسن المهدي روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. I would like to extend my condolences to our Imam for occasion of شهادة حضرت الزهراء سلام الله عليها. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. الله سبحانه وتعالى has mentioned name of some prophets in Quran. Prophet Nuh, Prophet Ibrahim, Prophet Moses, Prophet Isa or Jesus, and our Prophet, Prophet Hud. More than 16 prophets of Allah has been mentioned their name in Quran. But the name of Prophet Musa ala Nabiyyina alayhi salam has been repeated more than 136 times in Quran. For example, name of Prophet Nuh only mentioned 5 or 6 times in Quran. Or name of Prophet Isa ala Nabiyyina alayhi salam has mentioned 33 times in Quran. But name of Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wassalam 136 times. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dedicated more than 900 verses of Quran, more than 900 verses of Quran to talk about people of Musa and his time. This is actually an invitation, informal invitation to all of mu'mineen to look at the time of Prophet Musa and to study about Prophet Musa and his people. And also talk about all aspects of life of Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Even before his birth, during his birth, and explain the situation of the society at that time. And after his birth, and when Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wassalam left on the river of Nil by his mother, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَّ مُوسَىٰ, we reveal to the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, and talk about his life in place of Fir'aun. And when he actually fought it and punched someone and killed someone, that person fell down on the ground and died. And he left the place, left the city, and went to the Madian, the place which Prophet Shu'ayb ala Nabiyyina alayhi salam at that time was prophet of that area, and said, فَوَكَذَهُ مُوسَى فقضى عليه. فوكزه means that Prophet Musa punched him. He was very strong, Prophet Musa. And then he fell on the ground and died, and Prophet Musa escaped and left the city and went to the Madian. And Quran said, فَخَرَجَ مِنْهَا خَائِفًا يَتَرَقَّبْ. He moved, he left the city when he was scaring, and he was vigilance, يَتَرَقَّبْ. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Quran is very interesting. I want to only mention one part of one verse of Quran. All of my speak is preference for that verse. And about when he got married, about his job, about his place, even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about his mahr, his sadaq, his dowry. All of them has point. And said when he when he left the place and went to Madian, he arrived at the well water. And then he saw some people are watering, pull the water out from that well. And also saw only two daughters. They were there and they were waiting. Said Balamma Varada Ma Madian, when Prophet Musa arrived at the well of Madian, Vajada alayhi ummatum minan nas, he found a group of people. Favajada min dunihim imra'atayn, and apart from them he saw two girls. Tadudan, but those girls keeping back from that people, from that water. Qala ma khatbukuma, why are you worried? They said qalata la nasqi hatta yusdara ar-ru'a, we are waiting to pull out water from the well and we cannot water until these people have taken away and left and leave the well. وَأَبُونَا شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ, but we are here because our father is شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ, he is very old man. It means that watering from this well is not our job. Outside working is not our job. We are here because nobody else can come and pull out water. We have father, but our father is Shaykhun Kabir, is very old. He cannot. That's why we are here. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after a while, he talked about how Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wa salam got married. He said, Qala inni, he said that after while فَجَاءَتْهُ إِهْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَا, one of those daughters came to Prophet Musa, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the way of walking of one daughter. Say Allah salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. He said she was walking with chastity, with modesty. تمشي على استحياء. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking in detail? Way of walking is not important. One of those came to Prophet Musa and invited to come to her house. He said, came one of them, تمشي على استحياء, with chastity, with modesty. And then قالت إن أبي يدعوك, I don't want to invite you. My father invited you. Before that, he said, my father is old man. He cannot come and invite you. And thank you because you pull out water for us. He sent me to invite you. And I'm here to invite you. لَيَجْزِيَكَ أَجْرَ مَا سَقِيْتَ لَنَا. To give you your rewards because you help us. And then when Prophet Musa met Prophet Shu'aib, Prophet Shu'aib saw this is a very good person. The face of people shows their iman actually, their behavior. And said, قَالَ إِنِّي أُرِيدُ أَنْ أَنْكَحَكَ إِحْدَى ابْنَتَيْ. I would like to get you married with one of my daughter. Hatain, one of those you saw them. Ala an ta'jurani, not free. They have a dowry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about the dowry of them. Ala an ta'jurani thamaniya hajaj. You should work with me, for me, for 8 years, no, for 8 hajj. Why? Anything in Islam should make sense. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't say thamaniyat as-sanah, 8 years. No, 8 hajj. 8 hajj. After 8 hajj, you can leave us. And then, so Prophet Musa was groom of Prophet Shu'aib, and actually offer place, offer job, and everything, okay, you can start your work. The important part of this history of Prophet Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salam, is that Allah said that فَجَاءَتْهُ إِهْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَا. It means that walking, the way and style of walking a woman is very important in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the qualities of Bibi Fatima salamu Allah alayha. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing the way of walking of one girl at that society. And said they get not mixed with the people were around the water, around the well, and said they keep away from them, and they were waiting until they leave the water. And among from verses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about Prophet, talking about the Day of Judgment, about the heaven, about the hell, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing walking of a woman, and you cannot touch on it without wuzu. So modesty and chastity is very important in a society. So women cannot excite people with their walking, with their voice. Let me to explain and talk more about ifaf and iffat and chastity in Quran. Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam said, "Afdalul ibada al-ifaf." Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Jamal. The greatest worship of mu'minin is keeping their modesty. The greatest worship. أفضل العبادة. And Rasulullah said, اللهم إني أسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requested from Allah, Rasulullah requested from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala some important matter. The first one is guidance and piety and عفاف. And عفاف. In our sources, in Quran, in our ahadith, mention four type of ifaf, four type of chastity or modesty. For example, Quran said, وَلْيَسْتَعْفِفَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ نِكَاحَ. Those who cannot find someone to marry, keep chastity until Allah makes them rich. through his favors. It means that the first principle for youth is to get married on time. The second one, if they were not able to find someone to get married, they have to keep their chastity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that chastity, one part of chastity, keeping chastity and modesty, is way of walking. And the another one said about the wives of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjal farajahum. And said, فَلَا تَخْذَعْنَ بِالْقَوْلِ فَلَا تَخْذَعْنَ بِالْقَوْلِ فَيَتْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضْ. Heart of some even believers are sick. And you cannot speak with people is addressing women and addressing exactly the wives of Prophet. فَلَا تَخْذَعْنَ بِالْقُولِ. Do not make your voice lower or do not be mild. It means that the way of talking a woman sometimes exciting some people. Some people, they have a heart disease. And their heart is sick. So women should be careful about their walking, way of walking. Should be careful about the way of talking with non-mahram. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes addressing women to be careful about their dress. Said wal yadribna bi khumurihinna ala jubihinna. The woman should draw their covering over their chest. Their head, their neck, their chest should be covered by hijab. Khumurihinna is hijab. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing women to be aware, to be careful about their adornment, about decoration. وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا لِبُؤُولَتَهِنَّ. If you want to decorate yourself, it's okay, but only for your husband. Because you may excite society. And the scene of other people which looking at you will be in your case, in your file, because you excited them. When we look at life of Bibi Fatima salamullah alayha, we Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajal faraja. Bibi is the example, is the best example of chastity. It is narrated that one time Rasulullah went to house of Fatima and said, I want to divide all of the housework. Everything in-house you have to do, Fatima. And outside is responsibility of Amir al-Mu'mini Ali alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajal. And Bibi said that nothing made me happy more than this news after Islam. The best news for me is Islam. The second one, when you told me only you have responsibility to work in house, not outside the house. And when scholars described how Bibi Salamullah alayha came to the masjid to recite that important khutbah, they said Bibi covered fully and speak and recited khutbah behind curtain. And lot of women were around the Bibi. No one can see the body of Fatima salamullah alayha. This is the way of talking with people. Yes, women can be inside the society. They can have a role, but they should be careful about the consequences of their voice, consequences of their dress, consequences of they're walking. This is, it means that everything has rules. Presence of women in society also has special and specific rules. If they observe those rules, yes, okay. But otherwise, they should be careful about the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask about their a'mal and the sin which other people committed by their presence in society. The second chastity which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned and in Quran and in some ahadith is about the financial chastity. For example, Amir al-Mu'minin said, Al-ifafu zinatul faqr. Modesty is the decoration of faqr. And we have in Quran said that some people in any times, they are needy. They need money. They need help. But they should ask others in its way. Said يحسبهم الجاهل وأغنياء من التعفف. At the time of Rasulullah, there were more than 400 people. They were needy. And Quran described their situation and said, unaware people suppose them as a rich people. يحسبهم الجاهل وأغنياء. Why من التعفف? Because of their modesty. Because of their modest behavior. لا يسألون الناس إلحافا. They would never insistently ask people for help. This is the way of asking. It means that everybody in Islamic society has responsibility. Do not allow the poor people to come to him and ask him for money, for example, for help. You should be careful about your neighbor, about member of your community. Before he asking you, before he requesting you, you should be careful and help him. And the second one, the poor people also has a responsibility. They cannot ask others everywhere and remove their reputation. And Salman narrated one beautiful hadith from life of Bibi Salamullah alayha and said that sometimes Allahumma salli alayhi wa sallam. Bibi came to the house of Prophet. Salman went to the house of Prophet and said, Ya Rasulullah, your daughter needs your help. Her dress is very simple. Sometimes I know that he had not any things for it. Rasulullah said that Inna ibnati Fatima mala'allah qalbaha wa jawarihaha imanan wa yaqina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave my daughter, instead of money, put her heart full of iman and certainty. And she preferred living with Amir al-Mu'minin with this situation, with financial problem, rather than live with other in and be rich. And also narrated that one day, Bibi Salamullah alayha came to house of Rasulullah and said that, Ya Rasulullah, we have a problem, financial problem. Rasulullah said, Oh my daughter, I don't have anything to help you, but I would like to help you in another way. I will give you a dhikr, a special dhikr, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extend your life. The dhikr is that, Ya Rabb al-Awwaleen wal-Akhirin, Ya Dhal Quwwati al-Mateen, Wa Ya Rahim al-Masakeen, Wa Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. He said, repeat this dhikr and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase your livelihood. And when Bibi Salamullah alayha came back to Amir al-Mu'mini, he said, Dhahabtu lid-dunya wa ji'tu bil-Akhirah. I went to my father to see him and ask him for my dunya, to help me my dunya, but I came back to you with akhira. With akhira. Rasulullah gave me something is useful for me, for this life, for the day of judgment, and for all of mu'minin hearing this beautiful hadith. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Muhammad. The third type of modesty is modesty in speech. When you talk to others, how we can talk to others? There are different verses in Quran and teach us how we can talk to other mu'minin. The first one is said that قُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنَى. قُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنَى. Should speak righteous and politely with people. You know, before this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانَ وَذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنَى. Muslim, non-Muslim, قُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ. For all of people. قُولُوا them, talk to them, حُسْنَى. With polite manner. And also, we have another verse of Quran said, إِلَى الطَّيِّبِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ. Speak with noble's word. Clean talking. We say that سخن پاکیزه. حرف پاکیزه. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing all of mu'minin. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. And then said, وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. When you want to talk, when you want to give news to others, when you want to talk about the other people, قُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Before speaking, investigate. Firmly speaking. قُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. And the last one, it is the modesty in eating. The last type of modesty. He said, Quran said, فَلْيَنْدُرِ الْإِنسَانِ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ. We should be careful about our food. The source of our food. The money which provided by it our food. We should be careful. فَلْيَنْدُرِ الْإِنسَانَ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ. It means that the ta'am and food is very important to for your ibadah. Be careful about haram. Especially in this country, we cannot trust every shop. We should be careful. فَلْيَنْدُرِ الْإِنسَانَ. It's command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to be careful. You have to look at your food. You have to be careful. You have to be sure this food you are eating is halal. And provided by halal money actually. And Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وجل وعلا. In نهج البلاغة in letter 45 he said that أئنوني help me بورع واجتهاد وعفة وصداد. If you like أمير المؤمنين, if you want to be real Shia, if you want to follow أمير المؤمنين, you should answer this request of Amir al-Mu'minin. He said that A'inuni, help me bi wara'in, with taqwa, wajtahadin, wa iffatin, wa sidat. Ijtahad, it means that one meaning of this is it means that with hard working. The another one, ijtahad, it means that be careful, sometimes need to put yourself in trouble for worships. Sometimes shaitan and iblis coming to deceive you and keep you away from masjid, from salat, from reciting Quran, and ask you to postpone for another time. Wajtahadin, you should be strong. Wa iffatin and modesty wa sidadin. Be firm in your i'tiqadat, in your belief, in your religion. Be serious. Religion is a serious issue. We have to be careful in all of aspects of our life. We should bring out viewpoint of religion in all of aspects of our life. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayka ya Sayyidat Nisa al-Alameen. The first person who recited Marthiya for Fatima salamullah alayha is Amir al-Mu'minin. Amir al-Mu'minin in Sermon 193 of Nahj al-Balagha. He mentioned his Rosa, his Marthiya. When he buried Fatima salamullah alayha, he looked around him. Imam Hussein, Imam Hassan, they were kids. They were not able to help Amir al-Mu'minin when he was buried Fatima salallahu alayha. He saw two hands like hand of Rasulullah come to help Amir al-Mu'minin in that situation. Amir al-Mu'minin, when he feel Rasulullah is here and this hand is hand of Rasulullah, said, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. This Marthiya in Khutbah and Sermon 193 of Nahj al-Balagha. As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Salam upon you, ya Rasulullah. Anni wa an ibnatika nazilati fi jawarik. From me and from your daughter who has come to you. وَالسَّرِيْئَةُ اللَّهَاقِ بِكِ and who has hastened to meet you and said that قَلْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَنْ ثَفِيَّتِكَ سَبْرِي O رسول الله, my patience about your daughter has been over. I cannot patient for the demise of your daughter. وَرَقَّ أَنْهَا تَجَلُّدِي and my power has weakened, has weakened. And said, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ya Rasulallah, falaqad isturja'atil wadi'ah. The trust has been returned. Your amana Fatima has been returned. Wa ukhidatil rahinah. And what had been given has been taken back. But I want to say to Amir al-Mu'minin, Ya Amir al-Mu'minin, Fatima salamullah alayha when came to your house, her sight was not broken. وَسَتُنَبِّئُكَ ابْنَتُكَ بِتَضَافُرِ أُمَّتِكَ عَلَى حَذْمَهَا And your daughter will tell you about what happened for us after your demise, Ya Rasulallah. فَأَخِفَّهَا السُّؤَالِ Ya Rasulallah, you ask your daughter. They brought fire to our house. وَاسْتَخْبِرَهَا الْحَالِ Ya Rasulallah, you ask your daughter about our situation after you. هَذَا وَلَمْ يَتِلُّ الْعَادِ وَلَمْ يَخْلُ مِنْكَ الذِّكِ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمَا سَلَامَ مُوَدِّئٍ لَا قَالٍ وَلَا سَمَئٍ رسول الله صلى الله عليك يا فاطمة الزهراء المظلومة الشهيدة المظلوم بألها وبنيها از غصه آب می کنیم فاطمه مرا خانه خراب می کنیم فاطمه مرا
فاطمه جان هر دم که آه می کشی از هوش می روم، در اضطراب می کنیم فاطمه مرا. من محرم تو ام، ز چه پوشانده ای رو خند، زین غم کباب می کنیم فاطمه مرا. کمتر نفس بزن ای سین چاک من، از خون خضاب می کنیم فاطمه مرو. یا وجیه حتن عند الله، اشفعی لنا عند الله. یا وجیه حتن عند
بی تو من زنده بمونم، نزاد استام از تو دور شم، نزاد استام از تو دور شم، آرزوم زنده به گور شم، آرزوم زنده به گور شم. کی میتونه بعد زهرا، کی میتونه بعد زهرا، واسه من سنگ صبور شه، واسه من سنگ صبور شه. یا زهرا مادر جان، یا زهرا
مادر جان،
یا زهرا
مادر جان،
یا زهرا مادر مادر،
یا
صدا تو از خونه نبر، صدا تو صدای گرم دعا تو، صدای گرم دعا تو. تو بگو بدم چجوری، تو بگو بدم چجوری، من جواب بچه ها تو، من جواب بچه ها تو. بانوی رفته به خوابم، بانوی رفته به خوابم، فاطمه بده جوابم، فاطمه بده جوابم. نشگنی شیشه عمرم، نشگنی شیشه عمرم، نکنی خون خرابم، نکنی خون خرابم. ای همیشم نشینم علی جان، ای همیشم نشینم، ای امیرالمومنینم، ای امیرالمومنینم، ای امیرالمومنینم، دعا کن تا من بمیرم، دعا کن تا من بمیرم، خونه نشینی تو نبینم، خونه نشینی تو نبینم. یا زهرا مادر جان، یا زهرا
روزه مال بچه ها،
مادر جان یا زهرا مادر مادر، یا زهرا ببینم که دم به دم بیهوش میشی، آروم آروم میسوزی، پیش چشام خاموش میشی. جون زینب دوباره چشماتو وا کن و ببین، آسمون ابری تره یا چشم این گول نشین. منو تنها نذاری، روی دلم پا نذاری. منو تنها نذاری، روی دلم پا نذاری. میونه این همه دشمن علی را جا نذاری. میونه این همه دشمن علی را نذاری. یا زهرا مادر جان، یا